Documents show Philadelphia Gas Works, the city-owned utility, spends millions of dollars each year on promotional ad campaigns. Some are safety messages required by federal regulators. Others offer ways to lower your bill or sign up for a parts or labor plan. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Susan Phillips reports that other ads promote the brand in a way some call greenwashing.
During Eagles game day broadcasts, PGW periodically promotes what it calls clean natural gas. Here's WIP play-by-play announcer Merrill Reese.
PGW safely delivering clean natural energy.
Natural gas is not clean. It's a fossil fuel, and burning it to heat our homes causes air pollution. It's also a major greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. Fishtown resident Sean Hogan says when she hears and sees ads that call natural gas clean or, quote, natural energy, she sees it as greenwashing.
Makes me roll my eyes a little bit.
Greenwashing is when a company or public entity provides misleading information, intentionally or not, about the environmental benefits of their product or service.
I am annoyed that what I pay to PGW to bring gas into my home to cook and heat my home pays for pretty extravagant marketing campaigns.
Ratepayers like Hogan pay for these ad campaigns because PGW is owned by the city. Documents obtained through a right-to-know request from a utility watchdog show that PGW spent at least $4.2 million on promotional campaigns over a 14-month period ending last November. Some of those ads promote safety, financial assistance, rebates for energy-efficient appliances, or the utility's parts and labor plan. But many of the ads designated safety program and obtained through the same right-to-know are simply promotional. Detailed accounting for how the $4.2 million was allocated for different ads was not included in the documents, nor did PGW provide WHYY that information. PGW also advertises natural gas as clean on billboards, bus shelters, and jumbotrons at the Phillies games, often with the tagline, moving clean energy forward for your business.
Swing and a miss.
On a recent Sunday at Citizens Bank Park, ushers gave Phillies fans a free, what they called, sustainable baseball cap, courtesy of Philadelphia Gas Works. PGW's logo was on the side of the hat, and inside a tag shaped like a water bottle had a recycling symbol with a message that read, "I was plastic." Hogan, who works as a project manager for a sustainable architecture firm, says she got a similar hat at a game she attended last year.
Then the question is, why is a company that has no competition, why do they have to market at all?
PGW would not agree to an interview. A spokesperson for the utility wrote in an email that the ads work to increase its customer base in order to help lower costs for all ratepayers, especially those who struggle to pay their bills. PGW is conducting this type of marketing campaign on behalf of natural gas, as some cities and states have enacted policies that encourage electrification or ban natural gas hookups on new construction. Also, some customers have voluntarily switched from natural gas to electricity, which, if that becomes more widespread, could potentially threaten the business model for all natural gas companies. Gabriel Strauss is a fellow with the Energy Policy Institute, an environmental nonprofit organization that tracks utility spending and advocates for renewable energy.
Seeing a fossil fuel utility that provides a dirty, dangerous fossil fuel, labeling themselves as sustainable, or like we saw in the Jumbotron, as clean energy, yeah, to me that does smack of greenwashing.
Sarah Light is a professor of legal studies and business ethics at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. She says greenwashing exists on a continuum where reasonable people could disagree.
I'm sure that there are many people who would consider, you know, the sustainable hats at the Phillies game to be greenwashing on the basis that largely this is a utility that provides natural gas, which is a fossil fuel. And so by providing these hats, it's attempting to create an image that is greener than is warranted by the facts.
On the other hand, Light says it could be considered legitimate public outreach.
There are others who would not consider it greenwashing and instead would say, we all know it's a fossil fuel company. They're giving out hats. They're trying to do it in the best way possible. They're accurately describing that these hats are made from some kind of recycled content. And, you know, no one is fooled that somehow this isn't a fossil fuel company because they gave out recycled hats.
Light said litigation around greenwashing campaigns has increased over the last several years, but the results have been mixed. PGW has a goal to cut its carbon emissions. The main source of its climate warming emissions are leaking pipes, and that's according to a report issued by the utility. The report says PGW is making progress and in 2024 reduced its climate warming emissions from leaking pipes by an amount that would equal taking off the road about 1,500 passenger cars. But Sean Hogan says she wants to see the utility switch away from fossil fuels and deliver heat with renewable energy.
PGW is publicly owned. It should serve the people and make sure that our homes are warm in the winter. The aim should be to serve that purpose indefinitely, which would mean that it has to start thinking about alternative fuel sources and, you know, investing in like truly renewable energy.
PGW said it had no comment on claims of greenwashing. The utility is conducting a small pilot project with geothermal energy. From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.